Tomatoes.
What are they?
Tomatoes.
And little red ones that you plant sometimes along with the carrots. They grow a lot faster than the carrots.
Radishes.
I planted them all together last time. Shows you what kind of a farmer I am. But I pulled the radishes out, and there's plenty of room for the carrots to grow then, you see.
I see. Well, you know, I think that's a good idea.
In a city plot, where you don't have much land, that's a good thing to do. It saves you some ground.
And then, too, doesn't the radish germinate so much faster?
Yeah.
It might kind of break the ground for
the
carrots. They're so tender.
Mm-hmm. Well, my father and mother-in-law let me in on that. I didn't dream it up on my own. do you have any different words for onions? Spring onions, for example? Or
we have winter onions in the garden that are harvested early in the spring. We call them winter onions, I think.
Yeah, we have these. You wouldn't call them scallions or shallots?
Not familiar with
rare
those
ripes
at all.
Okay. How about another kind of bean that has more of a flat...
Lima beans. Some call them butter beans in our area, too.
What do you say, butter beans?
No, I usually call them lima beans.
Okay. Now, how about a different word for green beans? Would you call it anything else?
Oh,
string beans.
Yes, we used to call them string beans.
That
and then there's another...
an older word, string bean, you think?
Yeah, we used to call that string beans. Uh-huh, we're going with string beans.
But that you wouldn't use today?
No, not today. They developed them to be stringless today.
Well, that's what's happened. I wondered what that was.
Yes, I think they used to be real stringy. We used to sometimes have to pull them off.
I can remember that as a child, having stringy ones. Yes, they're not that way anymore. How about snap beans? Would you
say
that?
That would...
You might...
Although I myself don't know. I've heard about it. I just leave it at that.
Now they're...
Green beans is what...
That's the big one. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now the edible tops of turnips, beets, dandelions, things like that, you talk about while we cook some...
greens.
Would you ever call it salad? Okay.
In fact, I don't cook them usually even, but...
You don't either.
Just call them greens.
Spinach, one of my favorites.
Oh, spinach, we love that.
My little three-year-old just loves spinach.
Well, how fortunate. For you
well,
and for
eats everything, that's true. Eats as much as
yes,
an
but
adult.
That is very nice. I tell you, I have a sister who has to... her husband hardly eats any vegetables, and I think that must be very difficult. Lettuce and cabbage,
we eat everything in our house. We're from... Poor families.
Well, and how fortunate, how much more enjoyable to eat when you're away, for instance, too. Yeah.
Well, on the ear of corn, we have an outer cover, which we call the...
husks, or the shucks.
Either one?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I think in this area, either one.
And the kind of corn that you eat...
Sweet corn.
The humans eat, I should say.
Of course, we do, or have in the... When we was home, we'd eat field corn.
Did you eat field corn?
Yeah.
Oh, yes, we have too.
Oh, I didn't know that.
But the sweet
corn. Sorry, I didn't mean
better.
To exclude you from the human race here. But,
but my mother always said sweet corn's much better, but we would eat the other when we didn't have sweet corn.
I didn't know that, actually. You ever call sweet corn anything else, like green corn or sugar corn, mutton corn?
Sweet corn.
Sweet corn. Now, on the top of the corn stalk, you have the...
tassel.
And... you ever call it top gallant?
No.
We're learning today too, some of those terms we've never heard.
Well, these are American English terms. It surprises us. We think of the British being so different. We could speak a different language in America. And on the ear of corn, you've got to pick off the, before you eat it, pick off.
Silks.
And different kind of melons you eat in the summer. You eat a watermelon and a...
Muskmelon.
A lot of our neighbors will still call them mushmelon.
But you wouldn't?
We don't ourselves.
It's a local term. You wouldn't probably call it a cantaloupe. You could call it one, but you wouldn't.
We could. I know that they are that, but we just settle for muskmelon. Mm-hmm.